Can you summarize what was seen in the study?
It was a trial that I think has been misinterpreted by the media and by the analysts. My understanding of the trial, having been very involved and then see what other folks who were looking at it from a different perspective, the trial was extremely positive for capecitabine. It was set up to show non-inferiority. And actually, they almost showed superiority in the various endpoints. Time to relapse actually made a p-value of 0.05. The survival came in at p equals 0.07, but that was for superiority. The results consistently by all three endpoints, disease-free, relapse-free, and overall survival, were about 15% better for the capecitabine versus the 5-FU arm, and thus the small incremental 4 to 5% absolute benefits in each of those categories. So it was a win for capecitabine in that regard. And then, you know, again, the p-values were powered for superiority, but the trial was designed to just show non-inferiority, thus the label expansion and the approval for capecitabine to be given in the adjuvant setting for colon cancer.
What about side effects and toxicity?
Side effects and toxicity for the capecitabine arm really focused primarily on an equal mix between patients experiencing some grade 3 diarrhea and some grade 3 hand-foot syndrome. The incidence of grade 3 toxicities for both of those were actually fairly low because of the quick dose reduction and the nurses being very good at managing the side effects. He had about 10 or 12% of patients experiencing those toxicities and then quickly getting ameliorated with mostly changes in doses and some delays. If you look at the differences between the two arms, 5 days in a row of IV 5-FU leucovorin, Mayo Clinic style, was actually fairly toxic. There was much more myelosuppression with 5 days in a row, and there was also some more cases of febrile neutropenia. So by and large, it came out to be that the profile looked a little better for oral capecitabine. And the toxicities, I think, as opposed to the IV Mayo Clinic regimen where you give the dose and you sort of have to live with the toxicities, with the capecitabine, there was a great deal of management of those side effects, which made it a little easier for the patients, I think.